following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
Good evening. I had to work really hard to make sure that I said evening and not morning. I've already said morning once or twice, and I know others have too. But it's good to be together. Welcome, friends and family. Welcome to Emmanuel Covenant Church. My name is Eric Hedberg, and I have the joy and the privilege of being the pastor here at Emmanuel. And I'm glad that you are here with us celebrating the birth of our Messiah, Jesus, the Savior. I'm going to read for us the passage, right? Like it's the one that you are here just waiting to hear. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The choir just sang minutes ago the song, Hallelujah. It's a well-known song. Originally written by Leonard Cohen, and this was, you probably figured out, an adaptation of it specifically for Christmas. And this evening's version told the story really beautifully. It did, though, leave out a couple of lyrics that are actually some of my favorite lyrics, which is always a little bit disappointing when there's a great adaptation that just, like, oh, couldn't you have just left this piece in for me? Because I'm the most important. But they're lyrics that I really believe are profound for us on Christmas Eve and really every day. And I'd sing it for you. I'd sing this line for you, but I like you better than that. But the words that I like, it's this section, and it says, there's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter which you heard, the holy or the broken. Hallelujah. I haven't been able to get those words out of my head for days, probably weeks now. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. The holy or the broken. Francis read this story for us called The Crippled Lamb, and in it we heard brokenness and we heard holiness. We heard of a little lamb whose leg didn't function quite right, and then we followed that same lamb to the stable, right next to the manger, the food trough that the baby Jesus laid in. We heard about a cold little baby Jesus who this lamb, Josh, helped keep warm. Josh's brokenness was turned to holiness, not through any doing of his own, but by the baby Jesus. A broken turned to a holy. Hallelujah. And we can look at the circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth, and we can find brokenness there, right? Born to a virgin, unwed mother in a land that was ruled by politicians who could force people to do what they pleased, including inexplicably trekking for days to be counted in a census. Along the way, Mary goes into labor, and all of a sudden, all of the provisions that they had brought with them were not enough. There was no room then at the inn that they stopped at, so they made their way to a stable. And because after giving birth, we know that Mary laid the baby Jesus, the Messiah, in a food trough, in a manger. Add on to all of that, that the first visitors were not pastors. They weren't priests, they weren't the rich, they weren't the most important people. They were not leaders. They were people who were looked down on. They were people who were not often trusted. They were the shepherds. The shepherds were the first visitors of the baby Jesus. They were the first people to see the Messiah. Not ideal. Far from perfect, broken even. Jesus was born into a broken world. But God turned all that brokenness into holiness. We see this whole story now as holy. The whole picture to us looks so holy and so carefully orchestrated by God because God turned it into that for us. Here were the humblest circumstances, the humblest people, the humblest setting. And it was there that heaven and earth came together. It was there that the Creator and creation came together. It was there that God Almighty reached out and showed love to the world. It was there that angels, heavenly creatures, and shepherds, some of the lowliest of people, declared together the birth of the King, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus. As you leave this Christmas Eve night, know that God, the Creator of the universe, loves you. Loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus, for you. You don't need to be perfect to hear that. You don't need to be perfect to believe that. You don't need to be perfect to respond to that. The last verses of Leonard Cohen's original version of Hallelujah, I think, remind us well. He says, I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. through his son, through this little baby, through the baby Jesus, who we worship and who we celebrate tonight, God turns all of our imperfection, all of our brokenness, into holiness. Praise God with your broken and your holy hallelujahs. Living God, on this holy night, we gather to stand with shepherds, amazed at your glory, to sing with angels, rejoicing in your work, to wait with Joseph, trusting in your promise, to sit with Mary, cradling your love. May the good news of this night inspire us to tell the world of our great joy, with both our broken and our holy hallelujah. For to us is born a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus, forever. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.